friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. We are in full holiday mode around here, and I bet you are as well. I'm sure as you're listening to this, you're also thinking about all the to-dos you have on your list. Well, our mission at Simple Purposeful Living is to help you simplify the complicated areas of life so you can spend more time doing what matters. And one of the complicated things I think this time of year is gift giving. Gift giving is a considerable to-do for many of us, myself included. I definitely know why Santa checks his list twice, because you don't want to forget anybody, and inevitably, there's always that last-minute gift you forget about. So, since finding the perfect present for everyone on your list can be overwhelming, I am sharing my ultimate gift guide with gifts at every price point. Think Oprah's Favorite Things meets Good Housekeeping's Seal of Approval. From the best affordable gifts to the top of the line, splurge-worthy options, I've got you covered with great gift ideas today. So let's get started with the stocking stuffer. Let's say that's like the under $5 gift. I'm going to do three items in each category just to keep it simple, but I also have lots of gift guides on the website, and I'm going to link those in the show notes. So if you're wanting more gift ideas for, say, preschoolers or tween girls or tween boys or practical gift ideas for him or teacher gift ideas, I have tons more ideas on, like I said, on the website, so you'll want to make sure you grab those. Okay. So, stocking stuffers. Number one, I just bought myself this tried and true earring set. Yes, it's from Walmart and it's under $5. I believe the total for two pairs of earrings is $3.88. So whether you need a small gift for a Secret Santa gift exchange, a stocking stuffer, or just a small gift to show your appreciation, these earrings are perfect. They're, one of the sets is a huge pearl and the other one is like little diamond pave in a round setting. So cute. Again, perfect. And you could split them up or gift them. You could even put them on a different display if you don't want to use the Walmart card, but I love them. They're perfect. Okay. The next thing I would love to give as a stocking stuffer, and I give this as like my go-to hostess gift besides, shameless plug, the Simple Purposeful Living notepads, but I'll get to that in a minute, is the Mrs. Meyer's Iowa Pine dish soap. Okay, so we're all doing tons of extra dishes right now. And one of my favorite simple indulgences is to use good smelling dish soap. And my very favorite this time of year is, like I said, that Mrs. Meyer's dish soap. I have it linked in the show notes, but you can buy a 3-pack and each one of them is about $5. You can put a little tag on it that says, "We wash you a Merry Christmas." Yes, wash, W-A-S-H instead of wish. And you have yourself a great simple gift. This would be perfect for therapists, paraeducators, your dog sitter, your hairstylist, whoever you need just a little gift for. Mrs. Meyer's Iowa Pine dish soap. So delicious. Okay. And then the last thing on the list for stocking stuffers is our SPL Happy Notes. These were formerly called the Love Notes, but we actually took the little checkbox and the I love you off the notes. So now that they can just be happy notes for anyone and everyone, which is good news because these make really good teacher gifts. It comes as a set of two, the You Rock and I Think You Are Amazing, but you could split this pack up and make them under $5, add in a pen. You could even throw in a gift card. It is just a perfect little gift. I give these specifically to my kids' secondary teachers because you have a lot more middle school teachers, but it's rare that they get a gift. So something little, and you can even sketch a little encouraging note on the front of the notepad. You can give the first happy note is your gift. Okay, so those are our three stocking stuffers. Okay, next category is best affordable under $12 gifts. Okay, so this is still a great option for people that you need to buy multiples of, maybe a teacher, maybe a coworker, a girlfriend, a gift exchange. Okay, so the first thing is, of course, our SPL notepads. These make fantastic gifts. You can combine them as a gift set, but they're also super practical, and you can give your gift recipient the gift of organization as they head into the new year. You could even add in a gift certificate to a local coffee place or their favorite retailer. Of course, I will be giving the weekly plan notepad to my kids' teachers this year, and I also picked up my very favorite Papermate flare point pens. I'm going to break up a big pack and put a few pens in each place. As a former teacher, can I just tell you that teachers love pens and notepads? Plus, they're consumable, so they can use them. It's not taking up clutter in their classroom or in their home. So I love to give notepads and gift cards. Teachers love gift cards. They can buy things for the classroom that they would otherwise have to use their own money for. So you can check out the notepads at shop.simplepurposefulliving.com. Okay. I also have more teacher gift ideas in a blog post, so I will link that in the show notes. Okay, the next under $12 item is a recent find, and I can't stop talking about it to all of my friends. I just bought a pair for my sister. I'm going to take them to her overseas when I go in January. They'd be great new mom gift. It's my favorite comfy black joggers. Technically, I think they're considered pajamas, but I wear them in public. Don't judge me. And they feel like butter. And you're not going to believe it. They're from Walmart. They're under $10. The brand is Joy Spun. Comes in a variety of colors and print options. So you can get any sort of, you know, there's festive buffalo check to black. I like the black because, you know, they're smooth and they slim. Perfect for this time of year. But here's the thing. The waistband does not constrict you at all, which, you know, when I'm eating cookies, I don't want to have a constricted waistband. So anyway, I will link those as well. And I just found a pair of fleece flannel looking pants, which did you know that teen girls and teen boys are now wearing flannel pants and boxers to school again? I mean, hello, 1990s called. They want their flannel pants back. But I just got a pair for each of my kids. They're from Target and they're $10. And I got them in our school colors because our school colors just happen to be black, red, and white. But they have lots of options. They're basically pajama pants, like holiday pants for the whole family so you can all match. But they were great and a super cute option if your kids are looking for a gift for their friends or you want to just throw something, in a little gift basket for somebody. I would totally recommend my comfy joggers and these new flannel pants I just got for my kids. Okay, the other last gift in the under $12 category is a card game. When I'm looking, my sister and I, she only ever had one child and we had four children. And so instead of giving gifts to I didn't want her to feel like she had to give a gift to every one of my children when she only had one. She didn't care. But what we ended up deciding to do was we both love games. And so we both give games to each other's families, which I think is really fun because you can be exposed to some new games. And the great thing is card games are fairly inexpensive, but it's a fun way for you to give the gift of connection to another family. So three of my favorite card games that are under $12 are Things. Yes, the word Things. It's super fun. Quicks. It's a dice game. And Sleeping Queens, which is fun for even, I would say, kindergarten and up. It was actually designed by a fellow kid. And so super fun. Things would be more for... It could be for anybody. Even our younger kids participate in that as well. So I also have a link in the show notes to my favorite board games. But games are always a good under 12 economical option. Again, you could put a gift card to a restaurant with a game, for a fun little family night option. Okay, let's move on to best gift ideas for under $35. Okay, we are stepping up the budget a little bit for a broader range of options that will impress, but some thoughtful gifts strike the perfect balance between quality and affordability. And these, like I said, are some of my favorites. Ride or dies, I can't live without them. And spoiler alert, the first one, my family is always stealing. And I also think it's one of my most requested links on Instagram. And it's my electric blanket. I spend as much time as possible cuddling on the couch. I'm always cold in the wintertime. I don't know why I didn't buy one sooner, but my electric blanket is a fan favorite and a great option to gift somebody. The one I chose is cream, and it just is nice enough that I can throw it over the couch even when it's not in use, which is not often, and then I can easily click the button, turn it on, and it is warm and so inviting. And like I said, the biggest problem I have with it is that my family is always stealing it. Highly recommend giving an electric blanket as a gift. Okay, next thing is a gratitude journal. Did you know that gratitude changes everything? When we have a heart set on gratitude, we see what we look for. I've talked about that in previous podcasts, but giving the gift of a gratitude journal is really just setting up your friend or family member or whoever you gift it to for success in the new year with this awesome habit of a gratitude. So our gratitude journal is beautiful, leather-bound, navy blue, would make a beautiful gift. And here's a little tip. If you decide to give the gratitude journal as a gift, I'd open it up, take it out of the cellophane bag, and write some things that you're grateful for your gift recipient in the first gratitude spot. And so then when they open up and they start their gratitude, they'll already be grateful because they know why you're grateful for them. You can put it back in the cellophane bag, wrap it, and there you go. All right. Go ahead and grab yourself a gratitude journal. Our gratitude journals are $25, and they would make a tremendous gift for a girlfriend, sister, mom, mother-in-law, whoever you think just needs a little gratitude in their life. Maybe don't say it like that. You're awful grumpy. You could use a little gratitude. Maybe don't gift it like that, but you know what I mean. Okay, the next thing on our list is water bottles. Okay, this is like super practical, but my kids are always in need of a good water bottle. My son just asked for the Gatorade Pods water bottle. He had one. He lost it. He asked for a new one for Christmas. But it basically is this water bottle. You can buy like these little, think of like a Keurig pod or an espresso pod, but it's Gatorade, so it's concentrated. You pop it into this Gatorade Pods water bottle. You fill the water bottle with water, and it instantly makes Gatorade. It's a really cool, you could buy the pods and the water bottle. It'd be a great tween, teen boy gift. Even girls love these. Anyway, super easy to find. I've linked them in the show notes, so you can grab those. You know, Stanley water bottles are still really popular with tweens, teens, and adults, so you can always grab those. They have lots of off brands if you're looking for that. And here's another idea that would be really fun is to grab a pack of stickers, water bottle stickers. Look them up on Amazon. I've linked a set here for under $6, but that'd make a really fun, just a little bit of like a stocking stuffer idea. You could even break them up and give a few to each gift recipient, wrap them up in a little bit of cellophane and tie it with a bow. Water bottle stickers, I'm telling you, great little add-on. Okay, so we're going to move into the best splurge-worthy gifts. Okay, these gifts are definitely an investment, but they are some of my favorite. Some of them include a plug, and I know in the famous movie Father of the Bride, when he gives her a blender, like, he gave me a blender, Dad. Yes, some of these include a plug, but I'm telling you, they're worth it. Number one, a coffee pot that like is more gourmet, like maybe an espresso. We have the Nespresso Virtuo. I drug my feet forever because I'm kind of a cheapskate and the pods are a little more spendy, but I never buy coffee out anymore. It is the most delicious coffee. I got to take it for a test spin when I was visiting my sister-in-law, and then it was also in a hotel that we visited while we were adopting. And I'm telling you what, it's delightful. I order the pods from the Nespresso website itself because you get free shipping over $35, which is basically like three sleeves of pods. And it comes in like 3 to 5 days. So super simple. But you can buy your Nespresso Virtuo coffee pot anywhere. Now, here's the thing I would tell you to get. The frother to go with. I love my coffee frothed because it doesn't lower the coffee temperature. It warms up your milk or your almond milk or whatever you're going to put in there, eggnog this time of year. And then when you pour it in, it doesn't make your coffee cold. I don't know. It's a simple luxury. I'm telling you, just buy the frother with the coffee pot. Okay, that's the first indulgent gift. Number two, UGG slippers. I have tried to buy other slippers, and I go back to these UGG slippers. I need a new pair about every 2 or 3 years, but I wear them every single day, probably from October to May in the Midwest. They have a rubber sole, so you can wear them outside. My sister wears hers outside overseas. But they give some good arch support. They're a little more hardy of a slipper. I like the ones with no ties just to keep it simple. And I have the chestnut color right now and I love them. Now, here's a little inside tip. If you get those slippers, there's fur on the inside. And so they're going to feel tight the first couple of days, but that fur will eventually mat down and leave room. So avoid the temptation of like sizing up, because once the fur mats down, your normal size will fit you. At least in my experience, I have now gotten my parents, my husband, my in-laws all on the bandwagon. They all have them and they all love them. Even my parents who live in Arizona like them, because in the early mornings in the desert, it's cold on the floor. And so they wear them as well. Especially with your feet getting older, plantar fasciitis. Boy, I sound like my age. Anyway, highly recommend them. Okay. Are you feeling overwhelmed by all of the holiday hustle and bustle? Have you considered yourself a Scrooge recently? Let us help you reclaim your peace and joy with the Simple Purposeful Holiday Workbook. And did I mention it's free? Inside, you'll find holiday entertaining checklists, holiday menus, delectable recipes, fun party games, fill-in-the-blank printables, all of the things you need to thrive this holiday season. And did I mention it's free? Go to simplepurposefulliving.com/holiday to download your copy today and say so long to the stress and Mr. Scrooge and hello to holiday fun. And the last splurge item is the Dyson cordless vacuum. If you have a mom in your life that has kids, crumbs are an issue. I tell you what, I use this vacuum 3 times a day. I bought it for myself and then I bought it for my mom and my mother-in-law. I bought one for the lake for my mom. And then my mom ended up buying herself one for Arizona as well. She loved it that much. So I just highly recommend it. We have ours mounted in our pantry. I can easily grab it and vacuum several times a day. It makes vacuuming just painless. And I vacuum a lot with little kids. So here's a tip on that though. You can buy refurbished and you don't need the newest, latest, greatest model. I think they're on like V27 million at this point. I have the V8 and it works great. So don't feel like you have to buy the newest model for you to get the great technology that they're known for. Okay, so there you go. The 3 best splurge-worthy gifts, in my opinion. Okay, the last category is unique and unusual gifts from the heart. Okay, I wanted to include some of my all-time favorite gifts that I have received and given. These are mostly sentimental and would be perfect for the person that literally has everything but is a sentimentalist at heart. So, number one, I give my family a photo book every year. My immediate family. So basically, I go through my iPhone. I spend an hour and a half. You cannot be a perfectionist, friends. You have to do this quickly or you will poke your eyes out. But I go through and I just pick about 150 to 200 photos that represent our year. And then I put them in Shutterfly. That's the program I use, because they put them in order of date, which is super helpful. And then I just kind of plug by category. So sometimes I'll do like a month page when we don't have as much going on, and then like a spring break page, and maybe like a activities page where I put all the kids' activities on one page, like someone's basketball and someone's football picture and the girls' dance picture, whatever it is. Basically, I just put the pictures in order. I order the photo book, and that is our first gift we open every Christmas Eve. I love that the date, like I give this as a gift, so therefore I have accountability to print off some photos. Plus, now I have some backups of my very favorite photos on Shutterfly should something happen to my phone, or someday when my kids graduate from high school, those photos are already on Shutterfly. So it serves a lot of purposes. Okay. In addition to that photo book gift, I give my parents, my mom gets a photo phone cover every year, and my dad gets a photo coffee cup every year, and they love them so much. It kind of just represents like the highlights of what we did with them each year. My dad has them on the top shelf of his kitchen cabinet in at the lake, and nobody else is allowed to use them. But every time we're there, he pulls one out and we kind of reminisce. It's just a really special gift. And then my sister, she gets my dad the cup that he takes to Arizona. So my sister, and our pictures overlap a little bit. Some of her cups have more of her kids. Some of the cups have more of my kids. But we try to, like, have a little bit of everybody. But it's really fun. So The Arizona cups are from my sister and the Minnesota cups are from us. And I get those at Shutterfly as well. Okay. Bad experience. I ordered them from Walgreens sometime and I actually got somebody else's mug, which is also really funny and hilarious. And I don't know who you are, but you're some sort of family from Michigan on the Michigan shore. And I get to use that cup and it is a funny gift. So if you get something like, oh, you got a personalized gift and it didn't work out, it still makes a really funny gift later on. Okay, the next idea is story worth. You've probably been served up ads. You've wondered if this is worth it. Yes. So basically this started because my grandmother is starting to not remember things anymore. And I was asking her questions and wanting to know about my dad's childhood and some of the things she did as mom. And she just really couldn't remember. And then my mom got diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time. And I didn't want to lose like some of those memories and stories. Before it was too late. So last year we gifted my parents for Mother's Day and Father's Day story worth. And so for the next 52 weeks, they were dished up a question. And you don't have to do 52 questions. I'd actually recommend not. It was kind of overwhelming. So we scaled it back a little bit. But questions like, what were your nicknames as kids? And what was your favorite memory from Christmases growing up? And what was high school like for you? And what was your first job? And what was a failure? And what did you learn from it? And why did you pick your kids' names? I mean, super fun things. And they get the question, they email the response back, and they can attach photos to it. Super simple. And then at the end of the year, basically, I just went in and clicked how many pictures books I wanted. I ordered 3, one for them and then one for my sister and myself. And that was it. Such a cool gift. I highly, highly recommend it. No way affiliated. They don't know who I am. It's not sponsored, but I recommend StoryWorth. Okay. The second to last idea is giving the gift of charity. So a couple of years ago, my dad, if you haven't guessed, my parents are very good at gift giving. Like, they've given me some of my best ideas. But a couple of years ago, my parents each gave us the gift of paying it forward. So they chose a charity on our behalf and they donated money in our name to that charity. And then they wrote us a letter about why they chose that charity for us. And they were all very specific. Like my son, Quincy, at the time was going through a lot of therapy and medical appointments. And so my parents gave money to the Child Life Specialty Program at our local children's hospital that provides gifts and services to kids free of charge while they're undergoing medical treatments. And so that was his gift. And they wrote us a letter that said, this is why they chose that program. And I just loved it. And I've loved that idea so much that I've actually done this for friends when they go, like, have a milestone birthday. Like, I had a friend who just had a 50th birthday. She's a cancer survivor. So I donated money in her name to a breast cancer charity that's local that she loves. And so it's just a really good way to honor somebody that has everything, but is just meaningful. So I totally would recommend that. And we've kind of extended that with our kids this year. We've actually adopted a few kids through Compassion International. It will be an ongoing monthly support that we give to these kids, but then our kids will get to write to these kids back and forth, kind of learn about these kids. We've chosen kids that live in Guatemala. So hopefully that will kind of be a gift of allowing them to see that their generosity and just being able to connect with these kids, not just receiving this time of year, but also the gift of giving, we hope to instill in our kids. So just an idea to give. And then the last option is a recordable storybook. So I've shared this on Instagram, but my grandfather and grandmother gifted my son when he was born, so his great-grandparents, a storybook that's a Christmas-related recordable storybook. And ours are from Hallmark, but you can find them on Amazon if you look up recordable storybooks. But it is such a sweet gift, especially now that my grandfather is in heaven. Every year when I open up that book, I just get to hear his voice, and it is so sweet. So maybe you have a family member that's going through treatment and, you know, maybe not be here next Christmas, or, you know that it's maybe the end of their life and you want something to memorialize them and honor them and keep them close at heart and hand, I'd recommend a recordable storybook. So hopefully these last few items, you know, photo books, story worth, giving the gift of charity, and a recordable storybook, maybe just spark an idea of how you can give a unique out-of-the-box idea, gift idea to somebody you love. Okay, so there's my best gift ideas at different price points, different ideas. Hopefully it sparked some new ideas for you. As a reminder, I have all of my gift guides linked in the show notes, including teacher gift guides, kid gift guides, tween gift guides. And speaking of which, if you're like knee deep in the gift giving season and you need a really simple template, I have one for you in our Simple Purposeful Holidays workbook. And did I mention it's free? I actually use this template myself every single year. There's one for regular family members, and then there's a special template for kids. You can print off as many as you need. And then FYI, I keep these lists in a little folder in my hanging file folder, because then I can pull them out and be like, okay, who did I buy for last year? What was our budget last year? And sometimes you forget about people that you've bought for in the past that you're like, yeah, I need to buy for them this year, or no, I don't need to buy for them this year, or oh, I got that for them last year. Maybe I need to switch it up and give them something different this year. All that to say, that is in our free Simple Purposeful Holidays workbook. All of those gift guide printables all are as well. And you can get that at simplepurposefulliving.com/holiday. And again, simplepurposefulliving.com/holiday, and you can download your free holiday workbook. Our goal is to help you simplify the complicated parts of holiday planning so you can spend more time with those that you love and care about. And hopefully this podcast episode inspires you to think outside the box with gifts and maybe helps you come up with your own gift ideas or gift ideas that you can give those that you love and care about. Your practical takeaway this week is to make a gift list. Write it down and then save it for next year so that you have a head start on gift giving in the future. Your future self will thank you. Until next time, happy holiday gift giving. Happy holiday season. I hope you take a few minutes this week to enjoy the season, whatever that means, whether that's a holiday movie with your family, driving around, looking at holiday lights. Spend some time, because honestly, the journey to Christmas is just as wonderful, in my opinion, as the destination. And I don't want you to miss it out in all of the holiday planning hubbub. Have a great week, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.